We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Soulquake, pivot, and balance. If either one of those sound exciting to you, please listen on. Welcome to the Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast, where we share spiritual truths, spiritual stories, and spiritual tips to give you insights and a bigger picture for your spiritual journey. Hi, I'm your host, Teresa Shantz. I'm a spiritual seeker and enthusiast who through my life has had my cup filled up with some fun and dynamic spiritual knowledge and experiences that I will be sharing in each episode. Join me as I dive in deep into spiritual topics and deliver them in a compact mini morsel to satisfy your spiritual sweet tooth every Tuesday and Thursday. Hi, I'm your host, Teresa Shantz, and welcome to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. And I'm excited today because I'm sharing something called a Soulquake. So you might say, what is a Soulquake? Well, I've been hearing this word from my guidance the last couple weeks, and I've been kind of just letting it sit there going, what does that mean? Why are they keep telling me this? Well, so a Soulquake, as I really pondered further about it, is for myself a definition, it's an event that creates an opening inside of you and throws you off your inner pivot. Wow. So for myself, I was like, okay, I can so relate to that, especially this year of 2020 and all the things that happened with the pandemic. It feels to me like the whole planet has been on a soul quake. The whole earth has just had a big, huge San Andreas fault in the middle of it. And it's opened up, and each of us individually have also had this happen to us. So for myself, I grew up in California, and as a young child, I obviously had many times there were earthquakes or there were tremors. And when this happened, I can tell you from experience that when the ground starts shaking, it starts moving me inside because obviously we're energy, the earth is energy, and it totally threw me off. I mean, I remember being like scared and just feeling uneasy inside and fearful and anxious. And so experiencing an actual earthquake is not for the faint at heart, I'll tell you that. And obviously if you live out west and other places too around the world, that this happens on a regular basis. Some of them are small, some of them are bigger, but it really, really affects that inner balance, the pivot, and your energy inside of you. So having experienced soul quakes this year, and what other time can you experience a soul quake? Well, you can experience them through having deaths, divorces. I mean, you know what? Really, it can be anything that throws you off your pivot. Like what came to me too was like how about someone cuts you off in traffic and you're like, oh my God, that car is just, you know, crazy. And it really throws your energy off. And then I remember that a while back, maybe a month or two ago, I was in traffic and I was coming on to an off ramp on the right hand side. And behind me, I looked up and there was a huge semi coming at me, and it was coming fast. And I kid you not, I was within seconds. I didn't think he was going to stop. And literally I had an inner soul quake. I mean, I was a mess inside. I thought, oh my God, okay, here I am. This is it. This is the exit. And I'll tell you, that was a soul quake for myself at that moment. So really it's anything that creates that, you know, that anxiety, that inner just turmoil inside of you. So when these events happen in our lives, what do you do? I mean, how do you create balance in that after it happens? And I know this year that a lot of us are working with this and finding those tools and techniques that work for us. And so for myself, obviously I cleanse and I work with my guidance and I work with my sensitivities. But sometimes it can take a while to even get over things like that. But I know for myself, since I've been working more with my guidance the last couple of years, and with cleansing on a regular basis, that I'm able to pull out of things sooner than I ever had before, as well as regrouping and understanding in a bigger picture why this thing happened to me. What did I learn from this, you know, from this event, or from you know, all that I've experienced? And that comes also to having like a regrouping for yourself, a personal regrouping. And at TNT Spirit Works, we offer those. We offer time set aside for you where you can connect with us, work with your guidance, and really get a bigger picture of what you've gone through and how you can help, how it can help you get past it and move through it and get those really big learning experience keywords and insights that you need for your journey. Because, you know, the bottom line is I feel throughout my life and being on the planet, I'm going to have soul quakes throughout my life. I mean, I've had it where, you know, when my dad passed away, my brother passed away, when I got a divorce, when my child had a major car accident. I mean, all these things happened and they're going to continue happening because I'm here having an experience and I'm living life on this planet where things constantly happen. So for myself, knowing that I have these tools and techniques and that I'm not alone, that I've got a team behind me all the time that's guiding me and supporting me, my own personal team, and you listeners each have your own personal team. And if you don't know your personal team, you can have our gifts and guidance personal consultation at TNT Spirit Works that will help you connect with your guidance and really get to understand them and work with them on a daily basis like I do. Because I'll tell you what, working with my team of guidance, getting the insights and understandings, or also getting the insights of what's coming up ahead, and I've mentioned in other previous episodes where, you know, I've had events in my life that they tried to get my attention and I just didn't listen. So I had to go through a major soul quake, like when my daughter hit her head and had a concussion. And all afternoon I kept hearing, you know, get her a helmet on. And I didn't listen. So I had to go through that experience and it was unfortunate and it was not fun. But understanding that I've got a support team, understanding that how to work with my inner guidance, how to cleanse and regroup the things I go through, those soul quakes, makes such a difference in my life. So I just want to share about that today and about sharing about, you know, how we've all been through so much this year and we will continually go through things because life is all about constant change. But it's how do we work with it and how do we embrace the change and get through it when it happens to us. So keeping your pivot on and also learning how to balance out your energy, especially those soul quakes, because those are not like the little, that's not just, you know, a little something happening. A soul quake is you really feel it. This is like inner throwing off your pivot. And we don't want to be off our pivot. We want to be on our pivot and moving forward in our direction all the time. And learning how to work with that is so important. So again, if you are interested in a personal regrouping for yourself, or maybe learning through gifts and guidance consultation, how to work with your sensitivities and your team of support for your journey, please check out tntspiritworks.com. And if you are at a place in your life where you'd like to share your wisdom, insights, and stories with others in the world, podcasting is an amazing way to do it. I love podcasting. And having an ally in your podcasting journey is just as important as having guidance in your own spiritual journey. And I have found the ally of Buzzsprout. They are an amazing host for my podcast. And if you're interested in working with them also, please check out the link in the show notes. And that will tell them that I sent you, as well as get you a Amazon gift card with a prepaid plan. And it will also let them know that you're supporting this show. So it's a win-win-win for everyone if you are in the place of wanting to share your stories, insights, and wisdom in the world. So thank you again for listening wherever you're at. I hope that if you're at a place where you are still having that soul quake inside and you're off your pivot and unbalanced, that you find those tools and techniques to work with to help you on your journey. Because you know what? Life is too short to not be enthusiastic and in balance for your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.